USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Two teenagers accused of murder escaped over the weekend from a youth jail in Louisiana, less than 2 weeks after one of them already escaped earlier in November. 17-year-olds David Atkins and Willie Jackson escaped late Saturday night from the East Baton Rouge Juvenile Detention Center in Louisiana. Officials are dumbfounded and don't know how they escaped. Baton Rouge Police and the U.S. Marshals Service have launched a search, and on the fourth day, the first-degree murder suspects remain at large and are considered armed and dangerous. Both teens have dreadlocks covering half their face. The University of California, Berkeley, is one of many facing a lawsuit accusing the school of failing to stop the spread of anti-Semitism on campus. The Brandeis Center for Human Rights under law filed a suit in federal court yesterday. It claims that the court needs to intervene to protect students and faculty to end anti-Semitic discrimination and harassment. The suit claims on-campus displays of hatred, harassment, and physical violence against Jews have erupted since October 7th. Harvard University has now been added to a list of colleges across the country under federal investigation for turning a blind eye to anti-Semitism on campus. Presidential candidate Nikki Haley is picking up a big endorsement.
The Political Action Network, financed largely by billionaire Charles Koch, has endorsed the former South Carolina governor's bid for the White House. The group Americans for Prosperity Action said Haley has what it takes to lead a policy agenda to take on our nation's biggest challenges. I'm John Schaefer.
After 17 days, the 41 trapped construction workers in a collapsed tunnel in the Himalayas are now safe. Indian rescuers drilled through debris for many days to reach them. The under-construction highway tunnel collapsed November 12th. USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
There's only one person to blame for the border crisis. Biden.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell emphasizes that addressing the Biden administration's border crisis is the first step to improving border security.
On President Biden's watch, record-setting illegal migration has strained border protection facilities and personnel to their breaking point.
On the Senate floor Tuesday, he said illegal migration has created an urgent need for reform in the asylum and parole systems. McConnell insists on implementing meaningful policy changes for the southern border before any additional national security legislation can be considered by the Senate. I'm John Schaefer.
Roughly 100 million people on the East Coast are facing freezing temperatures as a cold front hit the region yesterday and will continue today. Jesse Kirsch on NBC News.
We've got these brutal wind gusts. They're churning up waters right near Lake Erie, and it's these blasts of cold air combining with the waters out on the Great Lakes that have turned parts of the region into a snow globe.
The National Weather Service says high temperatures are expected to be as much as 20 degrees below average in parts of the Midwest, Great Lakes, and Ohio Valley, as well as areas of the East Coast. Parts of Texas and Florida are expected to be colder as well. Freezing temperatures in the 20s are expected in New York City and Washington, D.C., and Atlanta getting below freezing temperatures for the first time this year. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.